Thank you very much, honorable members and welcome to our meeting. With apologies from Honorable Kony, Honorable Labaskahle, Honorable Nita and Honorable Julius. Also the minister, to the deputy minister and the DG, who send a letter in college. We, honorable members, do have an agenda before us. Final mandates and consideration and adoption of minutes. The three provinces are still going to send a mandate by 11:30. Can we then let's start with item 2 to 4 while awaiting them to Limpopo is already just send their final mandate. Then we can continue with item number 2.
Chairperson?
Yes, honorable member.
Honorable Chair, just before we continue, I wrote a letter about a meeting that took place at our Tambo Southern Sun Hotel to yourself and the secretary, and I was awaiting a response until today. I didn't get a response because I got no invitation, formal invitation to that meeting that stipulated the venue, the exact time and agenda points of that specific meeting. If you can please clarify me on that point.
Thank you very much. As far as I know, all members were invited by both the Secretary of the Select Committee on Land and Mineral Resources and the Select Committee on Communication and Public Enterprise. So that is why all honorable members managed to attend, knowing exactly where the venue and the time of the meeting.
Follow-up, Chair. Honourable Chair, can I please then ask that be provided to me that I did invitation was sent to me as a valid member of the committee, because I did not get an invitation. I did not get the venue. The time that was 80 seat was 18:30. By that time we were still in the plenary. We arrived around 8 o'clock that evening at the hotel. So I would like to have proof of that. Otherwise, you know, as I said within the committee, I will be writing a letter this morning to the Honourable Chairperson of the NCLP.
Did you attend all the committee is over because you have to proceed to me. You may continue, but you didn't attend even all the
conference.
So it is within your right to even write that letter to the church.
Okay.
You are most welcome.
In that case, Honorable Chairperson, I'm going to be asked to be excused now from this committee. Thank you very much.
Is it irrelevant? Is it irrelevant? I didn't oversight her.
But you knew that that man was not going to ask this. He was here just
To come and put it on this one. I said, yeah, the thing. I sent Singer a message.
I sent the other one. You'll get me when you are
Where are you in what, which committee?
The joint.
Where?
Old Assembly.
Old Assembly. listen, can someone go to see? There's a joint meeting. Yeah? Ask him if he can excuse himself and allow the other one to chair. He was not the only one. He must come and assist quickly. And then we can call Nyambi. Because Nyambi say he's going to...
Do you know what he's going to
That's why I send them the letter, I know. And that's what I'm saying to you. That's why I get them now to say, I got the brief to write. I say it's irrelevant. How can it be irrelevant? I let them rebel, I get by her to bail, I let Kitty to get his phone off. I let them rebel, the phone was off. I let Moes ek Connie gebel, sou Connie se foon was af. Wat ons moes nou geweet het. Hulle Julius gebel. Ons
moet hier 'n ethics. First floor old assembly. But it's only from 11 to office to.
Where is thing? 11.
The meeting starts at 11.
Dis wat hy gesê het, hy gaan eers die meeting bywoon waar is thing. Wat ek gou sê is maar ek kan nie julle.
I'm going to apologize to him, but I spoke to him.
Nou, ek gaan nou vir Zama vir die chief opbel.
But I've got an apology for him. But he got me in person and he said he's coming at 10 and leaving at 11. So I don't know. But now he sent an apology, so he's not coming then.
Nee, maar ek nie so weer. Hy is maar zeggen, ja, met ons ook so weer.
Ja, we've got four.
Hello? Honorable Singh. Is it Honorable Singh? Yes. Listen, where is Honorable Singh?
Yeah, we already got the one.
Is there not a way that he can come? Because I know that is important, but if he can explain to the study group about this thing. Because we need only one province.
Yeah.
No, we are not in a circle, we are in a meeting, we are waiting for you. And Honorable Nyambi is now very furious because he came to make an apology to assist and he is not here. V227. En dan gaan jy uit. Jy proef dat jy die man gebel het.
Have you looked on? I sent a message.
Okay, the Ben and the Eastern Cape. Northern Cape, Apollo 2, that's also known.
I had a message for Lori.
You were hearing the report was that
he took himself off the group.
If you walk out, you
but Julius is back on the group. Kathy's on the group.
When did he took himself off?
Remember the time that they had the issue with Matene? That time.
Yes,
Julius took himself off and Corny. Julius put himself back on. Corny and Smith did not put themselves back on.
Selfde. So dat een meeting is dieselfde begin terugkom. En Lolly, kyk jy, as hy nou wel so diep gaan, die goed. Ja, maar ek het versien, ek het nou vir hom gesê, dit is nie aan nie. Want eers weet in 'n study group kan jy die situasie sê. Nyambi, ja, al moet van Nyambi sê kom. Is dit nou Nyambi?
At least one or two are here.
Dan is ons 'n quorum.
Ja, we need Nyambi until we have a quorum.
Okay.
Who's coming now? The one.
Well, I left it to Zama to make a follow up on the follow up.
That's tough. Zama never says me in the past.
No, it's himself and Mahai will be doing.
Is Mahai there?
And,
because the last time when I struggled, I had to take the phone. And do things. I found Rama.
I really thought Smith was in time and he was
in it. No, you know Smith will never come. Ek het gesien, hy was verbaasd, maar hy het gekyk, moet hy doen, die moes gaan vir jou, hy het te vroeg aangekom. Ek het aan sy gesig gesien, jy moet hier issue soek. Nou sê hy vir my, as het hier relevant, hy het sê, ek gaat een brief skryf, die was hier goed, jy maak hem, hy moes kwaad. Hoe hy dit sê, want hy sê, jylle moet in die aard. Hoe kan ek nou nie my woord en sê, jy daar nie een meeting gaan, jy het in die hotel
geleid.
What I'm gonna do is, I'm gonna... Hy sê, hy sê, is irrelevant, hy sê, dat ek ook relevant, jy die tijd van jy soek is.
Don't entertain the issue of invitations, leave it. You know the structure here.
Nee, maar hulle maak om, hulle sê.
Don't get in there.
Wat was die sê in
die politie?
Hy wil probeer te doen, kom ek hier voor
my,
hy het
geen
antwoord,
maar het is eerst. Nee, jy het hier nodig, hulle kan die goed trek, kaas bewijs, ons weet maar zoveel het doen. Jy kan het die lied, hy dan jy die lied het nie. Ek het nou met die politie gesien, al hy goed is getypen. Jy kan die lied het nie, maar is daar, hulle het hy vir wat moest gekleer het, het ek nou baie geleerd. Al jou gesprekken, dit is soos, ek het gedink, dit is nou soos jy sê, dit is op die, hier, dit is op een voice. Hy sê hulle luister gauw en hulle sê die inhoud sag. Nou sê hulle, jy het haar daai tekst gebeel. Wat was julle gesprek en waar was jy? En nom sê hulle sê, ja ek was in, op pad klaar, dat ek so'n lip van haar gekry die ochend. Dus wil ek daar net sê, ek is nou al weer, ek het daar aan die lip gekry en daai. Nom sê hulle, hulle gaat in, hulle sê jy die waarheid gepraat, hulle bring die ding, hulle sit om aan. Haar haar stem, hulle vir haar, wie is die? Is my voice. Hoe is het, Maggie, wie is die? Is Maggie se voice. Die terminologie, hulle het alles van jou, dink jy hulle dit van jou. Dink jy is poppe, die lied in my, jy kan maar nou boven wees. Niks is in, ons, die goed het ons in die gemoor, ze had het gesien, die banking, die man het gedink, as hulle die banking doen by jy. Pipstalls en schopperheid en checkers. Als je records doet, het alle records gekregen. Alles records gekregen.
De ontwereld is ongelukkig baie fijn gerecord.
Exactly!
Alles wat ons bij.
Voor je woon en alles.
En daar voor in je zakken gaan weten hulle jy.
Wat de aria was jy? Waar was jy? Dat was goed. Hallo? Ik zie alle goed, alle advice met haar, die een zei die andere in. Ik is bij je diep in die zaak betrokken, want ons van die inlichting gaan zien, je ziet wat die tot die eerste moet nemen. En ik was bij je kwaad. En ik zie, Ja, ek dink toe haar geliewe is in geval van sy sê sy politieke aanslag. Toe sê ek maar, jylle dan niemand ontvang, weet jylle sê dit is private, sê dit is drijwig, die kinderke lewe is in geval. Jylle het hom nog nooit ondervraag. Weet jylle dit twee namen geschiet, vrachtigheid toe wie is gevang, dus hulle wat
is.
Kijkie, ek sê vir jou, maar was jy sy tierweesie.
Professor,
ek dacht dat haar gaan vang. Daar getaway kan wat daar moet krijg. Maar waarom ek kwaad? Want ons is in die hof. En hulle het nou die dinge goed gekeer wat hulle moet in eerstenis neem. Wie so, kom, ga roep vir Melambo. Melambo is in die office. Sê jy maar skam.
Mandate
is not yet. Nyangelo was saying you must...
Mandate is not yet.
President is sitting now. President is sitting now, so as soon as the mandate is signed, Erwin will bring.
But you can check.
Yeah.
I've already checked with
him. No, there's been a meeting, you can't phone anybody.
I mean, as soon as contact with him.
Okay. Now, as long as you're in contact with him.
Thank you for Corbus. That is just not just Kahim. You can see well, no.
We were nearly in the forum, man.
Oh,
sorry, man. You know the you know.
It's
the end of the year. Everybody wants a piece of us, I think.
I'm
with Leave at 10 to 11. I'm chatting with the ethics committee.
Ah, phones. Let it know. Was it not so busy? I mean, the memorial service, the committee.
You know the problem is, Chair? The problem is. Members of the NCOP, I've got so many committees.
I was supposed to bring them earlier.
That each committee wants a piece of you.
And they
so who is coming now? Can you know for Nyambi like from?
I mean, I would.
No spell? Can you give it to me? You saw us under the coffee for Nyambi?
Who? But has the report come here as yet?
Amanda?
We're waiting for that report, isn't it?
Call for Nyambi, say Singh is here. He must come. He's in old assembly. He said we must just send him an SMS.
Sure
the
one
what's this?
Oh, and short of one member. One province.
What is this? Is the speaker voice this thing recording or what is this? I don't know, it's love.
Well, I was saying, yeah, I get now, sorry.
We didn't know what it was.
Is it on?
Yeah.
But you must wipe the other things.
Yeah, I will wipe it.
You must wipe it now.
Yes,
front
I will.
Us, yeah.
Don't worry.
We leave it now.
The recording of the meeting itself, not the discussion of the meeting.
Yes.
Thank you.
Come here, show yourself. According to what?
Thank you very much, honorable members. Let's continue. Go to the item number 2, which is our oversight report to Free State. Look at the report. Can start with page 1. But the report was circulated to honorable members. Let's go page by page. Page 1, if there is anything. Page 2. The oversight report to Free State.
Free State. Okay.
It's the report of. So I help you with page 1, we can go to page 2. Okay, page 3.
Five.
Five. And go to page 4. If you have five, move to page 5. Page 6. Page 9. Page 10. Page 11. Page 13. Page 14. Page 15. Page 16. Page 17. Last page 18. Can we move for adoption?
I move for adoption.
Any second.
and Honorable Singh.
Oh, sorry, we are not
there. Okay. Honorable Mlambo.
I second, Chair.
Thank you very much, Chair. Go to the third, which is the annual report. Report of the Select Committee on Land and Mineral Resources. Its activity undertaken during 2018, term January, 2017. Term January to December. Key highlights. We give the secretary to go through this voluminous. Or can we take it through exactly the way we did with that, page by page, on our windows?
No.
Okay. Let's start with the first page. Fifth page. Can go to the sixth one. To the seventh page. The eighth one.
Can't we at least establish if members have gone through the report? Because I'm looking at 139 pages. And when we are going to page by page, when will we finish? Let us first establish if members have gone through the report.
Okay.
Thanks.
No, thank you very much, Honorable members. I think the report was circulated to honorable members. If honorable members happy with the report, should we continue? This is a voluminous report, of course. Honorable Mlambo, did you had the opportunity?
Why, Major? Is it because I've...
Because you raised it.
That is why I'm asking.
Yeah.
Is it because I've raised it?
I say, having raised it, if you have the opportunity...
I tried, but it's very big.
You did try to...
Yeah.
You did receive the report.
I did get the report, yes. Thank you.
Honorable members will assist me the approach. If the approach that we started with, we feel that was not wrong, you tell me what you think. You want to have Honorable
Chair.
you are presenting the report to us. Mm-hmm. Our responsibility is to assist to do some corrections if there are some corrections.
Mm-hmm.
And if we agree, we move that to adopt the report as a true reflection of what happened in the past. So I've gone through it.
Okay.
I've attended a lot of the meetings of the activities that were going on throughout the year. So this is a reflection of what happened in this committee. So I move that we adopt the report as a reflection of the legacy report of the committee.
Thank you very much. Any second?
Report of the Select Committee on General Members. Period 2014-2019.
Honorable members,
thank you.
The honorable member has the opportunity to go through the report as presented here.
I just want to do one query.
Okay.
I know the parliamentary term is from 2014 to 2019, March. But we're adopting a report now. Should we be adopting something for March 2019 or to this date?
Thank you, member. The template, this was the template given to us, which has the heading, because it's a term from 2014 to 2019, but everything in here is up until today.
Today.
So what we can do is when the requirement was that we adopt the annual and the legacy. So what we can do when we come back, we can just amend and add to the legacy. But for now, the institutional requirement is that we adopt the legacy for the terms thus far. So yes, that reads 2014 to 2019 because that is the parliamentary term. But the information is in here is up and until today.
I think it should be kept on record that we adopt it as from 2014 to date.
It's a technical matter, Chair, but it's very important. You can't adopt the legacy report up to March 2019. So the heading must be corrected to reflect to date, because Parliament will raise 2019 SONA budget, and then the committee will have an opportunity before we can go to elections. So, but in terms of the guide of the template, the secretary is correct. But if you put it in black and white, it must reflect what we are adopting now, so that it must not contradict. If I'm not going to be part of the people that will be alive in 2019, yet I've been part of people that adopted the legacy report, because the attendance register will reflect people that were part of the meeting, and it will send a very wrong message.
Mm-hmm.
So with that correction, can you adopt?
Mm-hmm.
Honorable Lambo?
Yeah, in short, I'm in agreement with what Honorable Nyambe said. We can't fast forward life because of template.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Chair. We need to be realistic.
I'm looking forward for who's moving on adoption. With that,
with that amendment of Honorable Nyambe, the to date, we're adopting the report. I move.
Can you move at any second? Honorable Lambo?
I second, Chair.
Okay.
Honorable members, we have minutes of the 20th of November 2018. Honorable members had the opportunity to go through the minutes. If so, can I have the what it should be?
I'm okay.
Honorable Nyambi.
I second check, but I want to put it on record that I don't know whether it's appropriate to reflect it here, because I don't know why you struggled to respond to Honorable Smith.
Yeah.
Because the impression that he created was that there was a deliberate attempt to sideline people not to attend the meeting. And if you remember very well, in that meeting in Southern Sun last week, there was a person that was even representing them, telling them, because it was more to do about Ikora. But when he was asking you, I thought as the person who was chairing that meeting last week, I was part of that meeting. We were going to clarify it. And he was not even attending a meeting today. He was here just to frustrate the process.
Yeah.
So we're supposed to deal with him. But it must be reflected even in our adoption of these minutes that all members of the committee were invited. And if I decide as a member of committee not to attend, it must not create an impression that people are sidelined. And this is the copy that we have to attach and send it to the chairperson of the NCOP, because you understand what is happening. I'm seconding that.
Okay.
Thank you.
What's this?
Okay. I'm talking about Lambo.
Yeah.
Yambi.
Yambi.
No, before.
Before.
Before the The adoption, we need to put it on record in addition to what the Honorable Nyambi is saying, because it will affect, it reflects to the communication of the Secretary of the Committee.
Mm.
So he must put it on record. He must be asked as to whether he circulated the information, and he must respond to say yes to all members. And then we adopt.
We don't have to do that.
No. If the chairperson is satisfied that all members were told, no, comrade, members, honorable members, don't dismiss this thing.
Now, I'm saying you must come clear, because I don't understand yet it what he's trying to
do. Who understands me better?
Let me assist.
But honorable members, I made it very clear to Honorable Smith that all members were informed about the meeting, time and the venue. Okay. And if he feels unhappy, he is at liberty to take his letter wherever he feels like. Okay. I don't think it needed me to take more time trying to explain. I know in how better language do you perhaps feel like that could have done. For what I said to him, for me it was very clear. I made it very succinctly clear to him. Yeah.
Thank you. So, did you adopt the... Okay.
I'm not going to be tempted to deal with what you have raised. I want to deal with the part of the minute. Chair, the process is not innocent. Last year and the year before last, what will happen is that they'll subject this process to some court proceedings. That is why even if you go through the legacy report, there's the Lamosa judgment. It has to do with how NCOP process legislation. And if the court will require minutes of what happened, Smith will write a letter. I can tell you now that Smith will write a letter to the chairperson. After writing the letter to the chairperson, today at 2 o'clock, they'll be going to High Court to submit, to challenge the process. And in challenging the process, the court will say, let's get minutes. If minutes won't reflect that all people were invited as a question, the legal standing of our last meeting, then it will create a problem. That is why they will arrive to a conclusion that there's something flawed about our process as committees in the NCOP. So when I was raising it, I'm raising it so that when they want to check minutes, it must be reflected that we even discussed what was raised by him, that all members were invited. So that is why I was raising it. But when he was asking you the issue that we are raising, when he was asking you, he created impression that there was a line. That's the impression that he created. And after that, he was doing the counting. He realized that there are four people in the room from provinces. Then once he gets out, then it's not going to be forming a quorum. And now, he's just standing at the corner. He's just standing at the corner. When I'm coming in, he's just standing at the corner. He's looking at the members doing the calculation. And that is why he's going to use that against what we are doing. So the process is not innocent. That is why you have to be very clear about what you're doing and understand it. Because it's a futile exercise if we're going to sit here only to find that we don't assist what might be challenged at a later stage. It's as good as not having the meeting.
Okay. Sorry, member. Well, I think what I'll do is, in the minutes that we adopted from the 20th of November, we can adopt it with the proviso that I add to those minutes that the members were informed, how they were informed. Then today's meeting, in today's minutes, what I'll do is I will then raise Mr. Smith's objection or complaint. I will reflect that in today's meeting and also reflect the interaction between, and then we can adopt that. When would that be satisfactory?
No, let me assist you. You can't use what Ms. Honorable Smith raised today. Simply because when he raised it, it was not a formal meeting. By then it was not a meeting. He decided to raise it before we can start our meeting. It was not a formal meeting. So we can disregard what he raised. But we know what he's doing because ultimately he writes a letter to the chairperson as he has indicated.
Okay. Sure. I will amend the minutes of the previous meeting recording. So I'm going to talk to
the chair. We are dealing with technical matters here, where I need to put it on record that political games are being played in committees to collapse the procedure. So if we are not if we are not being careful, will end up having to answer unnecessary questions from the court. You know, that is why I was saying the secretary. There's nothing wrong for the secretary to confirm. You know, so I'm just cautioning you, Chair, about those technicalities. But
the minutes adopted with all the suggestion and proposal that we did.
Let's move.
I'm just ending with Amanda.
Chair, next item.
You all have a minute. You are going to the final Monday.
Eastern Cape. Eastern Cape has not yet submitted. Free State. Okay, let's go to Gauteng.
The Free State is here, Chair.
Free State.
No, I'm saying we do have the mandate of Free State.
Free State deliberated on the 27th of November 2018 and they vote in favor of Free State.
Okay.
Thank you, Chair. Gauteng deliberated on the 22nd of November 2018. The Gauteng Provincial Legislature supports the principle and detail of the bill and therefore votes in favor. I thank you, Chair.
Thank you.
Thanks, Chair. The date of deliberations from Mpumalanga was yesterday, the 26th of November. The vote, the delegation represented the province of Mpumalanga in the National Council of Provinces is hereby conferred with a mandate to vote in favor of the Communal Property Association Amendment Bill, B12B-2017. Thank you, Chair. Popo is here, Chair.
Thank you. Limpopo deliberated on the 27th of November 2018 and vote in favor of the bill. Thank you. Northwest deliberated on the 13th of November 2013 and vote in favor of the bill. Thank you.
What's the key?
Thank you, honorable members. Let me just read it. The committee report, National Council of Provinces, report of the Select Committee on Land and Mineral Resources on the Communal Property Association Amendment Bill B12B-2017, National Assembly Section 76, dated 27 November 2018. The Department of Rural Development and the Land Reform briefed the committee on the 7th of August 2018 on the Communal Property Association Amendment Bill, B12B-2017. The bill was referred to the committee on the 30th of May 2018. The Select Committee on Land and Mineral Resources, having deliberated on and considered the subject of the Communal Property Association Amendment Bill B12B-2017, National Assembly Section 76, referred to it and classified by the Joint Turkey Mechanism as a Section 76 bill, agreed to the bill. Can I for a proposal and the second of the bill for us of the report? Honorable Mnambo, I second, Chair.
Yeah.
I propose for the adoption, sorry, Chair.
I will second the proposal.
Thank you very much, Honorable. No, thanks.
The Secretary would have to bring something to the attention of honorable members, and then we will then
thank you, honorable members. I would just like to bring to the attention of members that we've received
in the ATC of the 13th of November that the bill, I put it before members a copy, that the electronic deeds registration systems bill, section 75, was referred to the committee on the 13th of November. I was also informed this morning that the Minamata Convention, international agreement from DIA, was also ATC'd and referred to the committee for consideration and report. Now, I would just like to know how this committee would like to proceed, seeing that today is our last meeting. Because we've got 176, the 75 that was referred to us on the 13th of November, and the international agreement. We've got these three pieces of legislation before us. The 76, I don't think we'll be find the space to do it now. But the 75 and the international agreement, I would just like guidance from members how we can proceed.
Honorable Chair of Chairs. Section 76. We have an issue of six weeks cycle, which is making the exercise to be impossible. Then the other one, section 75. Tomorrow we are going to be having the last programming one. It will assist all the committees in the NCOP. You'll understand that the initial plan was for us to round off everything this coming Friday. But with the development of National Assembly struggling to finish the very important strategic one that is called the electoral one, that has to do with elections of next year. So they are finalizing everything on the, I think on the 4th. So that is having an impact on how we'll be doing things. But I don't see us, because we took a decision when we started at the NCOP this year, that anything that is about poor planning that will be dumb to us just to do it for the sake of compliance, we won't entertain it. But the programming meeting of tomorrow will guide all the committees. So I will say, let's wait for the programming meeting tomorrow that will be guiding all the committees. But we're not going to be doing anything in a rush way that will end up getting to court and compromising the justice of doing a public participation, because the issue of public participation is very important. And if we are honest to the process, there's no way that you can get a bill now. And all executive members, the head of government business, they came to our meeting, we wrote them a number of letters to indicate that the poor planning of the executive to give us bills in time so that we plan accordingly, something that we're not going to entertain, because it's compromising the quality of work and it's even embarrassing in the National Council of Provinces, because once there is a court process challenging, they're not going to be talking about DNA. NA has done it justice to the process. To us, it's more about the compliance. So let us not entertain anything that is not in line with our initial strategic plan as NCOP and as ECOP. But the meeting of tomorrow will guide. But anything that is to do with E76, we can't even think of entertaining it, because even if you can say you want to deal with it, it will be beyond Christmas. So there's no way. And it has got impact on what representing the interest of province. The legislatures won't be there to receive you to get the briefing from you. So how are you going to be processing it? The least we can do about those that might be urgent is to consider issue of dealing with a consideration and making an advent this year, so that when we come back early next year, then we can be maybe in a position to consider. That's the only option that is available. But beyond that, there is nothing that is possible.
Honorable members, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for your participation. The meeting is then adjourned.
Thank you.
I didn't know that. Meeting, but I think it's to itself.